This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchim Abayim. Wednesday morning, share with you some Devarei Torah. We're going to make it two clips. I have two interesting things to share with you. If I may, if anybody would like to be Mishtatef in upcoming Svarim, we have coming out Bezos Hashem in English on the Tana Rav Meir Balhanes. We have for the upcoming Lag BaOmer of Tavshin Pei Dalet, and both of those in English for Art Scroll, and also in Lashon Kodesh on the subject of Chinuch Habanim. I want to speak out an interesting, what's seemingly a machlokes, a very astounding machlokes. Now we know that during the year, and especially during Elul and Yom Noraim, Yidden from all over the world, they go to Kaisal HaMaravi to daven. And there's a pretty widespread custom. You write a kvittel, and you put your name on it, maybe the name of family members, and your request, and you slip it in between the stones of the Kaisal. So they asked Reb Chaim Knievsky about this custom, and Reb Chaim said, you're not allowed to do it, for two reasons. Number one, you're not supposed to put your fingers in the spaces between the stones of the Kaisel, because the question is, where does the Har HaBayis begin? We know the Kaisel HaMaravi is the retaining wall of the Har HaBayis. Does the Har HaBayis begin only after the wall, or already within the interior space of the wall that already begins the Har HaBayis? And in deference to the concern that perhaps the interior of the wall is the Har HaBayis, Reb Chaim Knievsky says one is not permitted to stick their fingers into the wall of the Kaisel HaMaravi. And then Reb Chaim added something that's really fascinating. We refer to Hashem as Shoimea Tefillah, one who hears our prayer. But we never refer to Hashem as the one who reads our prayer. There's a reason. When you need to make a petition to a human being who forgets, so it's appropriate to write down your request so the person will not forget. When petitioning Hashem, who knows and doesn't forget, it is inappropriate to write down a request. Reb Chaim said you may not write a kvittel to stick in the Kaisel HaMaravi. It's against one of the Yisoidei HaEmuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoidea and he doesn't forget. Interesting. So at that, you would say, okay, it's a custom, but Reb Chaim says it's an incorrect custom. And the reason I mention on this week's parsha, well, we have in Bechukaisai the Kedusha of the Mikdash, Vahashimoisius Mikdashechem. But there's a famous story quoted in the Sefer Masois Yerushalayim about the travels of the Minchas Elazar, the Munkacher, when he traveled to Eretz Yisrael, and he writes on the second day of his journey on Oisches, he brings that the Minchas Elazar said a story when they visited the Tzion of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, that one of the Talmidim, one of the associates, admirers of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, had a very solid source of livelihood, and suddenly the fortunes of life turned on him, and he lost his parnasa, and he became very poor. And he came to Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and he poured out his heart. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh was sort of overwhelmed, and he wrote a piska, and he wrapped it up. He gives it to the ani, and he says, hold on to this very firmly. Go straight to the Kaisel HaMaravi, and among the stones, please search out a nice spot and put the piska there, and you'll go to your house in peace. You'll have a Yeshua. So the man did this, and on the way, as he's walking down to the Har HaBayis, so a big wind came off, but the person didn't want to hold on to his hat because he was holding on tight to the kvittel of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. So the wind blew off his hat. And then another wind came, and this time, you know, it's trying to blow off his yarmulke, but the person is sort of fighting with it. He doesn't have a choice. Now he has to try to keep the yarmulke on his head, and fighting off the wind, the wind blew away the tzetel, the kvittel, and brokenhearted, he returns to the house of Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and he tells Aruch Chaim HaKadosh the story, and Aruch Chaim HaKadosh responded, what should I do for you? I guess it didn't work. little while later, they found in the street the kvittel of the Archaim HaKadosh. And the kvittel said as follows, Achoisi, Rayasi, Yainasi, Samasi, I ask you in Rachamim, to be Mashpia, Parnasa Toiva, to Ployni ben Ployni, Chaim ben Atar. So, here we see, by the way, there's a similar story that Achorinim bring about a tzetel, a kvittel that Archaim HaKadosh sent through his student, the Chida, to put in the Kaisel HaMaravi. And the kvittel was a request that the Chida should be successful. So we see two things. Number one, we see you could put a kvittel in the stones of the Kaisel, unless, you know, you could figure out how to roll it up well and sort of stick it in from the outside without sticking your finger in. But you sort of see, not like Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that you're allowed to be mispalel al yaday writing, and that Hashem is shoymea tefila, not only an audible tefila, but apparently he reads tefila, and if the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh did it, it seems like the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh held it was okay. So either you could say it's a machloikes, or perhaps you could say as follows, that if you're going to the Kaisel HaMaravi, so why are you writing down what you think Hashem will forget? So you should just offer the tefillah and Hashem will remember the tefillah, of course. But if you can't make it personally, so you're not writing it down because you're afraid Hashem is going to forget. You're not writing it down because you don't think Hashem is shomea tefillah. It's, we all agree that the Makom HaMikdash is a more opportune place to have the tefillah answered. The only thing is, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh couldn't make the trip. So what's he going to do? They didn't have voice recorders back then. So the only way to do that, perhaps, is to write the kvittel. So it could be, even Reb Chaim Kanievsky would agree, that if you want to daven, you want to send a tefillah to a certain makom, and you need to get it there, maybe you could write it down, because then you're not necessarily saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is... will forget. It's not a matter of forgetting, it's you need to get it to that destination. Be it as it may, Reb Chaim would tell people not to put kvitlach in the Kaisel HaMaravi, but this is a well-known story, and it seems like the practice does have and is rooted in holy sources. I have to share with you one more idea on the parsha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.